And the fuzz is here.
This always reminds me of the Vitruvian Man.
Yeah, you're right, actually. I see that.
What?
Mark Addy. No, I mean, you know, the spinning room. Actually, they have a, I don't know if it's called the Gravitron. I don't know what it's called, the spinning thing. But Leonardo da Vinci's drawing for the Vitruvian Man, where it's like a single guy but turned the different directions. It's meant to demonstrate the ratios of, like, human proportions. But it looks like a spinning, like, rings and stuff.
This is way too deep.
Welcome
for
to Game of Bones. We talk about
Welcome
art.
To Game of Bones.
And also sometimes television.
Eric wanted to talk about something
there
today.
Goes.
Show us. Yeah, as you guys know, right now you're listening to an episode where we commentate on an episode from the first season. And this episode just so happens to be The Wolf and the Lion, episode 5. Of season 1.
You know, it's what definitely I was a ceiling fixture.
Bummed about from the actual season 3 is I missed when they showed River Run on the map.
Aww.
Well, we're here to make sure that no more sadness generated by this graphic intro will ever happen. This is Game of Bones.
Do you think the dozers built that little lift over there?
Yeah.
The dozers?
Yeah. You know what dozers are, right?
Yes, yes, a question intended for only half of the panel.
You had no childhood?
The chess pieces are here. It's the Song of Ice and Fire. It's what this is all based on. Bob, best of both on the bottom of our screens.
I see.
We have captions, subtitles. Sometimes they say the names of people that worked on them.
Brian Kirk.
Sometimes they say completely random stuff and we try to ignore.
That castle looks like a throne.
Slightly looks like a ladder, throne. Actually.
It looks like it's not real.
Staircase. It's totally real.
It's like a matte painting.
Yeah, someone's going to tell us in the comments. They're going to be like, this was all shot on location. Everything is real.
Everything is real, guys. Come on.
So now, Sir Hugh has been buried underneath the... never mind. Ruined
They're
my
planting
joke.
Tomatoes.
Ooh.
Does Sir Hugh have any family in the capital?
No. I stood vigil for him myself last night. Yet no one else.
He'd never worn this armor before.
Selmy is such a badass.
Bad luck for him, going against the mountain.
Who determines the draw?
All the knights draw
Ned
straws.
Ned is, he's just playing the detective now at this point. He's like, everything makes him suspicious.
And there's Talisa's outfit.
Talisa isn't a sister, though. Like that, the silent sister.
That's a helmet. Hey, wait. Barristan and Selmy.
Yeah, he was also in the tent just before he walked out.
I didn't notice him until Eric just said it.
When
oh
the
God.
Sun hit him, as when the sunlight wife. Hits his hair, Whitey, as I like to call him.
No, you don't.
White beard.
White beard.
Whitey.
You don't call him Whitey.
I call him Whitey. That's his face. You don't call a knight Whitey to his face.
Right. I love this guy. It was a fine Even man, though I didn't father. See him for the first 5 minutes he was on the screen. What the
Mad King did it's a good scene a between the two of them.
Many people don't know that when double stuff Oreos became a thing, he's the double stuff.
Perhaps Lord Aaron left him somewhere. What?
Sparris and Selmy.
Sorry, everyone.
I don't like today. Oreos.
Yes, that will never happen. Robert tends to do what he wants. If the king got what he wanted all the time,
yeah.
he'd be fighting a damn
It's so funny rebellion. With Robert. Like, he's a king, but he's not. Like, he's just a figurehead.
Good old Lancel.
Look at this chick.
Gold.
Your mother was a dumb whore with
stupidest
a fat
name.
Ass. Did you know that?
Damn, I miss Robert.
Look at this idiot. One ball and
Look
no
at all
reins.
The fucks I give.
You're too fat for your armor.
Fat.
Mm-hmm.
Fat, is it? That's is that how you it. Speak to your king?
I love Robert.
So I am too fat. I love how he just laughs it off.
He's like, get the stretcher, please.
Oh, it's funny, is it?
No, Your Grace.
No? You don't like the hands joke?
You're torturing the poor boy.
You heard the hand. The king's too fat for his armor. Go find the breastplate stretcher!
Of course. I didn't know that existed until I watched Game of Thrones.
How long before he figures it out?
Maybe you should have one invented.
All right. You watch me out there. I still know how to point a lance.
You've no business jousting.
Leave that for the young men.
Why? Because I'm king? Piss on that. I want to hit somebody.
And who's going to hit your bike?
Anybody who can. And the last man in his
saddle.
Yeah,
this is a really, really good point, isn't it?
There's not a man in the Seven Kingdoms would risk hurting you.
And poor Robert. Like, he feels so stuck.
You're telling me those cowards had let me win?
Aye.
Is that coffee?
I would like some coffee, please.
Yes, nah, please. Let's take red wine.
No, I'm not thirsty.
Drink. Your king commands it.
I don't want that out. Just fall
he's
asleep.
Like, bitch, I command you to drink.
Does Ned really ever drink, though? I feel like he's not a drinker.
My armor.
He used to be. Now he's the older, the just moved on.
Right.
Lannister boy.
Last time he drank, Jon Snow happened.
Bloody
just
idiot.
Saying.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want to end up with that again.
Supposedly.
I blacked out. I don't really remember what happened. Lannister. That's what the whole mystery is there for.
Yeah.
Ned just doesn't remember.
I thought being king.
So do you guys see these windows, how they're really blasted out with white?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a big light and a white sheet dispersing it.
Smell someone else's blood. Robert, what?
Oh, Robert.
Oh.
It's like a drunk Santa Claus. It's
fucking awesome. I love it.
Bow before your king. Bow, you shits.
And we're back here. Second episode, second day of the tourney.
Where's Arya?
At her dance.
Sansa in a new pretty dress. And her hair looks like the flowers on her gown. The infamous moments.
Here it is.
He will later completely forget.
No, he's not going to remember.
Very good
this.
Armor, though.
Nope.
Look how great it is.
He's just like, oh, hello there.
Distracted. He looks so, but he was distracted by Renly.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Who wouldn't be?
Ned's like, oh, come on. Great attitude, though. Way to handle it.
Yeah. I love how he's, like, in white and that guy's in black. It's like, I wonder who's the bad guy here.
Yeah, there's a big discussion. Whose horse is angry already?
Don't let Sir Gregor hurt him.
Yeah, Ned, get out there and stop him.
Yeah, Ned. Your father.
Yeah.
Please really just stand out there. Hold
her
your hands up.
Her father can do anything. He's I'll her dad, you know?
Now what will I buy with 100 gold dragons?
This is fun.
A dozen barrels of Dornish wine. Or a girl from the pleasure houses of Lys.
I don't get it. Pleasure houses of Lys? Tears of Lys? Are they related? They're both from Lys.
Well.
Yes. Yes. They're sisters.
They're close sisters. You know, if 100 golden crowns will buy you dozens of barrels of wine, I respect that currency much more than our own.
That's true.
Yeah.
Imagine how much a barrel of wine would cost.
This was before the recession.
Right. Double, or dozens of... Ow! Sorry, jousting interrupts jokes.
Ooh, always.
Such a shame, little finger. It would be so nice for you to have a friend.
Hmm.
And tell me, Lord Renly, when will you be having your friend?
That's, like, not even subtle. That's a bad... For him, he could have done better.
He has a blanket on top of his horse, by the way, guys. Nice flowered blanket.
Loras knew his mare was in heat. Quite crafty, really.
Sir Loras would never do that. There's no honor in tricks.
No honor, and quite a bit of gold.
Funny. Oh, my God, that guy.
Oh, shit.
Billy Joel.
Oh, shit.
The biggest sword that we could find.
Of course. Oh, my
and
God, this is ridiculous.
See you later.
Poor horse. I hate it when
not
they
so
kill animals.
Not so tough now, are you, shoddy boy?
Leave him be.
Didn't even draw his sword. It was just out.
This is so funny because this, like, that brother dynamic there, we see so little of it in the show. Like, it doesn't really come after this at all, does it?
Damn.
This madness in the name of
I like they're just like, boom, he drops. I love that.
Yeah.
Let him go!
Ha ha.
I owe you my life, sir.
I'm no sir.
I'm no woman. I'm no lady.
Laura's hey. So excited.
We're all captivated by this moment.
Yeah, it's just beautiful.
That guy's getting water from a fissure in a rock.
The hound was like, yeah, Laura's.
Let go of my head now.
Oh, Catelyn, don't.
Squeezing too
do
tight.
It. Downwards from his horse. So random.
This guy, dude. Mm-hmm. It's Sven from the King's Road. You said we were Skyrim.
Doesn't he lose either his tongue or his hand later on in the show?
Very wise.
Is that the same?
I'm not sure that's him.
Looking for me in the wrong place.
No, that's not him. That's the guy in front of Joffrey, but that's not the same guy. This guy.
Yeah, you're thinking of Jaime Lannister.
No, well, yeah. Everyone knows a Lannister always pays his debts. Would you be so good as to because that guy was singing songs about his mother in the tavern.
Why not?
This one.
Am I going to run?
Follows Tyrion around, doesn't he?
Unless a shadow cat ate
follows someone else.
Shadow cats and hill tribes are the least.
That's a very attractive knot.
Ah,
Shadow Cats, who is this Pokemon?
The Vale. It's level 17 ones, just over the hill.
Sisters, to answer for my imagined crimes. Tell me, Lady Stark, when was the last time you saw your sister?
5 years ago.
She's changed.
Man, she really hasn't thought about this. She knows.
She's always a bit touched, but now you might as well kill me here.
I am not a murderer, Lannister.
Neither am I.
What do you
I.
call her, Eric?
I had nothing to do with the attempt on your son's life.
Oh, crazier than a shithouse rat.
There you go. How do you remember that so well?
That's just the
starting
thing.
To make sense.
Oh, crap. Somebody got hit with the balaclava.
A baklava, isn't that a dessert?
Yes, it is. Actually,
like cake in your face.
Mediterranean dessert.
Not that kind of fight.
Oh, bloodshed! Look at him; he's a madman.
Cat is like, oh, she's got her little dagger.
That's such a tiny knife.
Give me the knife. What's
the point? You're right. This is brilliant. Tyrion just keeps getting more and more awesome.
I knew when I watched this show for the first time that this would be Tyrion's redeeming moment and then nothing bad would happen. But then it did. It just kept getting bad. It just makes no sense. Literally.
the books in general, that just keeps happening.
It's just... I felt like... After this, after he took down this guy that was about to slay Kat, she would be like, you know what? We should have
That's
a conversation
terrible.
At least.
Yeah, I know, right?
Of course.
Yeah. They'd like join forces and everyone would be friends.
Or perhaps she'd at least hear him out instead of keep ignoring him like la 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 when he tells the story of what happened.
Yeah, but at that
like,
point...
Like, no, really. I just went to the fine, wall. That's literally all I did.
At that point, though, there's no going back for her. Like, she has to just keep going. It's like, she can't go back at that point. So she has to just trust that he's wrong and she's right, even though she knows that, in her heart, that he is right.
But it was so tactical of her, though, at the same time. If you think about it, because she says Winterfell in the inn at the crossroads, but then she goes
doesn't go to Winterfell.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's not that stupid. Oh, I thought it was going to be Bran.
The Iron Island. Sigil.
What a douche Theon is.
I know. Just standing there. How dare he?
How dare you practice archery and using your legs in front of Bran?
And fail rebellions.
For being douchebag.
Hell yeah.
Sigil, a stag.
That's a good map.
Now that Robert's king.
Who got that aerial view to draw that map?
Ours is the Fury. Lords the
Baratheon.
The Raven.
Fancy boy.
The Last Dragon.
Sigil, a lion.
Yeah.
Words.
Sure.
A Lannister.
See, after dragons could no longer make a living scaring people, they had to become civil servants. Map makers mostly.
Targaryens rode around making the maps.
I don't know.
People made maps like that in the Middle Ages. Come on.
Yes, guys. Just so we're clear, we had overhead maps before we visited space.
Yeah.
Those are Tully words, your mother's. Are we playing a game?
Nice fish.
Family, duty, honor. Is that the right order?
You know it is.
Family comes first.
So the Tully words and the Lannister words are the same, practically the same?
Protect the family.
How can she protect the family?
That's a good point. She's not with her family.
Yeah, I know.
Your mother sat by your bed for 3
Lannister's
weeks
family duty
while
honor.
You slept.
And then
Tully
she
is what?
When you were born, Fish. I was the one who pulled you from your mother.
Family duty honor. No, family duty honor is Tully.
From that moment. Yep.
Until the moment she dies.
Lannisters hear me roar.
She will love you.
No, no, Lannister is
absolutely.
Is it really Hear Me Roar? I don't think so. No, a Lannister always. Oh no, that's the.
Oh, Mr. Lewin said that that's a common misperception.
You know where she's now?
Is it really Hear Me Roar?
Then how can you promise?
Yeah.
So
lame.
Yeah.
No.
So it's not like hear us roar or roar of the lion or everything light touches is your kingdom.
I'll never shoot another arrow.
It's just
even Simba thinks that's bad.
And where is that written?
I had that in my head as that being something to do with family. Oh well.
If the saddle Lord Tyrion designed actually works, you could learn to shoot a bow from horseback.
Really?
Dothraki boys learn when
foreshadowing, hopefully,
old.
Please.
Why shouldn't you?
Perhaps.
Hopefully. He never hits the center spot. And then he's like, I'll hit the center spot.
Right now.
Yep. You know that he gets so many sex scenes in the show. It's like, oh, you were supposed to be an
important person. And man time.
Not for the likes of you.
Well, there you go.
You're not the only noble.
You see, if you
ask
Eric, that ratio, just coming from the character, that would be enough to cover the rest of the female nudity on the show.
Why should I be jealous? Anyone with a few coppers in his pocket can own you for the night.
You know, notice the trend that all these guys remind the women of their profession as sort of like a jaunt, but it's like self-aggrandizing. It's like, anyone can pay to have you.
Generous tipper. I guess gold is cheap for a Lannister.
You are jealous.
I'm a Greyjoy. We've been lords of the Iron Islands for 300 years. There's not a family in Westeros that can look down on us. Not even the Lannisters.
What about the Starks?
I've been Lord Stark's ward since I was 8 years old.
It must be weird. In such a small little Winterfell town, they have their little whorehouse. But it's like they know each other so well, you know? Like they all go to her all the time.
What did your father do?
It must be very strange.
And he gets sad when she leaves, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not a
boy. She's more than just like some random whore, you know?
A serious boy.
She's every single person's girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay for it.
Get yourself a wife.
Come on.
Kitty.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
No.
Stop chasing McGonagall.
Just make the cat look a little bit more like dated.
How is your son, my lord?
I thought so too. I was like, that's a kitten from like my backyard.
Yeah.
But his mind is sound.
And now this episode we get the scene between Ned and Varys.
A blessing, then.
We got Littlefinger and Grandmaster before.
I suffered an
Let's see what Varys tries
myself.
To do. You think Varys will try and throw Varys under the bus?
Possibly.
Doors forever.
Shuts the door. Bye-bye,
they
Dory.
Have buses.
The most unexpected places.
Throw him underneath the wagon.
There you go. There's a horse on wheels on Ned's desk.
If the wrong ears heard what I'm about to tell you,
that is
so funny.
My head. And who would mourn poor Varys?
Here it comes.
Men. North or south, they sing no songs for spiders.
See, he just threw himself under
but
the
there
bus.
Are things you must know.
Yeah,
Ned almost just fell asleep.
Himself.
The king is a fool. Your friend, I know.
Well, he does speak very
and
soothingly.
Unless you,
he's just like,
I've been
over
in the
yet?
Capital a month. Why have you waited so long to tell me this? I didn't trust you. So why do you trust me now? The queen is not the only one who has been watching you closely.
I want to know what his game is. I know he's told us already, but like, I just he intrigues me so much.
Strange as that may seem.
He's looking for a hair donor. And
oh, that's what it
one.
Is.
Yeah.
I want to know what love is.
And then it's like fair of hair, fair of hair. Oh my god, I just want brown hair.
It's clear and tasteless as water. It leaves no trace.
And there it is.
Who gave it to him?
Some dear friend, no doubt, but which one? There were many.
They're very Lord high up to see kind, just blue skies.
Man. There was one boy. Smiling all he at was, me, he owed to John
but blue
Aaron.
Skies, do I see?
The squire, Sir Hugh.
There's so many little riddles and mysteries that we've done here really, really well in the first season.
Mm-hmm. If Sir Hugh poisoned.
It's such a crazy scene to think about. This is our first strong dialogue between Ned and Varys. And we're so used at this point to Varys spinning his webs. But right now we're halfway through the first season.
He was hanged for 17 years, 17 good years. Why kill him?
And it's really convenient for him to blame Sir Hugh, who has just been killed.
Yes.
You know, as being the one who perhaps caused John Aaron's death. Arya's still running after this cat. Dude, let the cat go. You're not going to catch
it. Good.
This is her homework. She's got to do her homework.
Yeah. And we're going to get the dragon skulls.
What is that?
Demento.
Gives us an idea of what will happen in season 24.
Oh, yes.
When the dragons are finally grown.
That's a dragon.
Do you think that they will ever get that big in the book/show?
It's hard to say.
That's why I'm asking.
The fools tried to kill his son. I don't know. It could be something along the lines of Potter. Harry was never strong. He never was a good fighter. You know what I mean? Another one of those things that people leave out of things.
Like, if the books will even go on for a long enough period of time for them to grow up that way, or if something will happen to them before then, if he'll think, oh, this is an awesome thing to write into my book, or this must be avoided at all times.
Right.
They actually show Magister Illyrio. I didn't recognize that.
That is crazy.
Yep.
I love, whenever characters in books or movies or whatever, overhear, just that instrumental piece of...
Alohomora.
No, she didn't know that spell yet.
She's certainly less scared in the show versus how she was in the book. This was a massive scene inside the book.
Yeah, she was paralyzed, crippled.
I admire your industry.
You do move quietly.
It's his damn slippers.
Qualities. Yes.
You look a bit lonely today.
Oh, there's scenes. My brothel this evening. First,
I thought he
you
said
can.
You look a bit lonely today.
Am I?
I wouldn't be surprised. Sexual chemistry between those two is absolute.
Trust me. We accommodate all inclinations.
Oh, I'm sure. Lord Redwyn likes his boys very young, I hear.
I'm a purveyor of beauty and discretion, both equally important.
Though I suppose beauty is a subjective quality, no? Is it true that some
in the eye of the beholder
prefers amputees?
All desires talking
about the old Twilight Zone episode.
Full purse.
And I heard the most awful rumor about a certain lord with a taste for fresh cadavers.
Oh, gross.
Must be enormously difficult to accommodate that inclination. The logistics alone to find...
Is it such a, exchange of burns strictly between the two of them always, you know what I mean?
I don't know how this... Nothing like this would exist in the modern world, because it would have gotten down to dueling.
Tell me, does someone somewhere keep your balls in a little box?
My God. It's just, at this point in the show, you're like, oh, this is such a great insult. But by season 3, this is like his go-to insult every time.
But enough about me. How have you been since we last saw each other?
Since you last saw me, or since I last saw you?
That's a great line.
You were talking to the hand of the king.
Saw me with your own eyes.
Eyes. I own.
Eyes I own. I saw you with eyes I own. Isn't that interesting?
With Ned Stark.
Everyone's well aware of your enduring fondness for Lord Stark's wife. If the Lannisters were behind the attempt on the Stark boy's life, and it was discovered that you helped the Starks come to that conclusion.
Oh dear.
A simple word to the queen.
One shudders at the thought.
Which one do you guys like better, Varys or Littlefinger?
More recently,
Varys.
Me.
Yeah, absolutely, Varys.
Yes. Earlier today, distinctly recall seeing you talking to Lord Stark in his chamber.
See, because sometimes I'm almost tempted to be on see Littlefinger's side, but no. Varys is just so epic.
foreign.
And I do feel like Littlefinger sometimes
council
gets less smart and more petty.
You're from there yourself, after all.
Which is why his name is Petter.
He's digging where he shouldn't be digging.
I'd like to think we are.
And now we're connected to the Danny parts.
Yeah.
Wondering if the king might question my friend's sympathies.
Remember, Varys.
To stand at a crossroads or turning left means loyalty to
remember,
the realm.
Remember, Varys is overpowdered. Right, to the a little bit.
Please. To find myself in a position where a simple.
I always remember that.
What are you just conspiring about?
Yeah, actually.
Well, Renly just comes in. What's up, boys?
My brother is coming to a small council meeting.
We like did a little pivot.
Far away.
Stannis, no fun Baratheon's on his way.
That's a cool cave.
Yes, great cave.
Probably all CGI, right?
No, it's just a bunch of plaster.
Oh, right.
Can you help me find my shirt?
All those people are robots. This is great. I guess this is a little foreshadowing moment to what happens later.
Did you say foreshadowing?
I did say that's foreshadowing, but foreshadowing sounds much better.
Well, it is actually foreshadowing in the books, because that's how Tyrion gets the shade.
Yeah, it's foreshadowing.
You want your father, boy? He's lying on the floor of some tavern.
This guy's blind.
Getting pissed on by his friends.
My father.
She doesn't look like a boy.
I'm not a boy. I'm Arya Stark of Winterfell.
She does have a little dirt mustache.
If you lay a hand on me, my father will have both your heads on spikes. Now, are you going to let me by, or do I need to smack you on the ear to help with your hearing?
There you go.
You know I had half my guard out searching for you. You promised me this would stop.
They said they were going to kill you.
Who did?
I didn't see them. But I think one was fat.
Oh,
yeah. I'm not lying. They said you found the bastard, and the wolves are fighting the lions.
It's too bad that he doesn't listen to her.
Something about the savage.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
In the dungeon.
This is just a massive downfall for Ned, because if he would have just taken a little bit of initiative on these very particular things his small child daughter heard in a dark castle, a lot of things could have been avoided.
I know. And considering, you know what, considering how inquisitive he is at the moment, it's kind of weird that he doesn't really take her seriously.
This must be your
right.
son. He has the look.
It's your like son.
She's speaking
you. No one said I'm here to
speaking directly
the
of the kind of things that he's looking
see if
at.
There's any scum in the dungeons that might be fit for service.
Right. Like the bastard.
Right.
The fact that somebody would know about
that.
That's
not why I disturb you now. Your brother Benjamin. His blood runs black, makes him as much my brother
I
as
like
yours.
I like this guy.
It's for his sake I rode here so hard I damn near killed my horse. There
the
are
Jorin,
others riding,
right?
too.
No.
The whole
Jorin.
City will know
Jorin.
By tomorrow.
Know what?
The J was soft.
Yes.
The D is silent.
Let's go yogging later, everybody.
Yogging with Jorin?
Yes.
Go on. We'll talk more later.
Also, she needs to work on her feminine wiles because that's two people in 5 minutes who mistook her for a boy.
That's the point of
yeah,
Arya.
Maybe later when she, like, cut her hair off.
How many guards does my father have?
Here in King's Landing, 50.
She wouldn't be Arya if she felt the need to work on her feminine wiles.
Not for you on that account, little lady.
Fair point.
Well,
it's about your wife, my lord.
He's preparing himself for the worst.
Taking the imp.
Yeah.
As a husband.
It's so funny when you think, like, she's taking the black, she's taking the imp. He's like, what? That a sentence you expect to
Your
hear.
Your wife has taken the black. I'm sorry, sir.
You're far from home, Lady Stark.
To whom do I speak?
Sir Varys Egan, Knight of the Vale. Lady Arryn expecting your visit.
There was no time to say
what
word.
Is his accent?
May I ask, my lady, why he is with you?
That's why there was no
why
time.
Why he is with you?
He is my prisoner.
He doesn't look.
Yeah, he's
prisoner.
Not dead, giveaway.
My sister will decide what he looks like.
Yes, my lady. She will at that.
Sounds like he's from Brooklyn.
Yeah, kind of. Sounds weird. oh, it's time to meet Mia Stone. Oh, no, it's not.
Yep. That's not important. Let's just leave it out of the show.
I think I see her there in the background hiding behind a bush.
No, that's actually a goat that she's hiding behind.
Is it? The goat was silent, so I didn't hear it.
Silent but goatly. And one of the coolest places in the kingdom. I'm serious. Wow. Why does everyone not just go here?
Because it's so hard to get up there.
Exactly.
And then you know once you're like almost at the top, you're like, oh crap, I forgot my wallet. And then you have to go all the way back down. And it's like, damn it, the keys. Yeah.
No, my lord.
I believe it. Yeah, if I had a dragon, I would totally live up there. It'd be like Zelda, Skyward Sword.
Yeah.
You're speaking of murdering a child.
What a great cut. Oh.
I warned you, but you didn't care to hear. Well,
it's a good rock climbing pillar behind them.
I want them dead. Mother and child both. And that fool Viserys as well.
Mother
is that plain
and
enough
child
for you?
Reunion.
I want them both dead.
You'll dishonor yourself forever if you do this.
You know, Robert, you did go through a lot of stuff to get where you are.
One king, seven
that is true.
Kingdoms. Do you think honor keeps them
to
in
rule
line?
Them all.
Do you think blood it's pressure. Honor that's keeping the peace?
Yeah.
It's fear.
Starts clutching
fear
his left arm.
Blood. Beep.
Then we're no better than the Mad King.
Careful, Ned. Careful now.
You want to assassinate a girl? Because the spider heard a rumor.
No rumor, my lord. The princess is
Ned is
child.
Right, but at the same time,
Sir
I mean.
He is serving as
yeah, I mean,
we, if we didn't know.
Mormont.
Hmm?
It goes back to our old discussion. I mean, it's a matter of state and goodliness.
Yeah.
It's like, do we protect the seven kingdoms or do we protect two lives?
Yeah.
He broke the law, betrayed his family.
They don't know Dany. They don't know that she's not like Viserys.
We commit murder on the word of this man.
And if he's right, if she has a son, a Targaryen.
So they revealed that Jorah Mormont has revealed that information to them.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Do they do that in the first book?
The day they teach
maybe they do,
sure.
And I just forget.
I believe so.
I think it's mentioned.
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's your wise
I wonder
advice.
If that ever...
Do nothing till our enemies are on our shores!
...comes back to haunt him.
You're
future.
My counsel! Counsel!
Mm.
Speak sense
that's
to this honorable
that's certainly a good question in season
me.
Three.
I understand your misgivings, my
misgivings?
Lord. I do. It is a terrible thing we must consider, a vile thing. Yet we who presume
it's
to
so
rule
funny with Varys, right? Because whenever he speaks, I'm like, oh, he's totally spinning a web. But then
should
watching
the
it back, I'm like, no, sometimes he's just telling the truth.
Yeah, no, if you
like,
listen
just,
to it, he's not terrible.
No, he's just will, playing it straight sometimes. It's just his voice is
how
so
many
oily.
Will die? How many towns will burn?
But that is guy's just a jerk. I hate him.
Kind of that she should die now so that tens of thousands might live.
We should have had them both killed years ago.
No, he's wrong. Stupid.
When you find yourself in bed with an ugly woman, best close your eyes. Get it over with.
Way to bring it down to simple terms.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
I followed you into war.
Yeah, just as a PSA to our
twice.
Listeners, we don't necessarily agree with murder as a morning after fixture, so let's just not do that.
But I will not follow you now. The Robert I grew up with didn't tremble the shadow of an unborn child.
To the dark. Seriously, stop me from all the singing. This is getting
she
weird.
Dies. I will
she
have
dies.
To follow
she dies.
You're the king's hand, Lord Stark. You'll do as I command, or I'll find me a hand who will.
How about Jamie's?
I'm just going to take it. He's like, thank you. I've been waiting to get fired for a while.
I can go home.
I miss my home.
Damn
I miss my
you.
Wife.
I'm done with you. Go run back to
I love
Winterfell.
Them, two of them. Like, they're I such good friends. And then they, like, shout at each other and hate each other. Oh,
this must have been
foreshadowing.
Fun.
You fool.
I'll have your head on a spike. That was interesting.
I'll go ahead with my daughters. Get them ready. Do it yourself. Don't ask anyone for help.
Right away, my lord. Lord Baelish is here for you.
I wish they'd gotten away.
His grace went on.
Definitely would have been nice.
After you took your leave.
Yeah.
The word treason
who needs, who needs seven books of madness and destruction? Let's just go back and have a happy little Stark
why,
sort of.
If you're still here come nightfall,
I'm obviously kidding. People who
John
listen.
Spoke with before falling ill. If that sort of thing still interests you,
Man, Littlefinger in with the mystery at the 11th hour.
Now, but as you please.
Yeah, no, he wants him to stay. I mean, it's interesting.
Round up all the men we have.
Perhaps it doesn't play into his plan if he leaves.
We're your best two swords.
Heward and Will?
Find them and meet me at the stables.
Meet me at the stables.
Bring him here without permission.
Oh,
you pollute my home with these presents.
Oh no, I hate this. Oh no.
Just on a bad thing, so, Robin.
I can't watch.
Bad thing. You remember how?
Oh my god. Look, it's the stand-in brand. Isn't it totally is the stand-in brand. You guys are right.
It is.
It absolutely is.
I see some theories
his
in the comments. Probably not anything
that's
to do with
those. Right? I mean, he's not really doing that, is he?
I assume that it's a prosthetic.
No, yeah. It must be weird, though, for the actor. Like, that must be so weird.
He's got
you wrote me about the Lannisters, warning me to
you
stay
want some Oreos
away from
that?
Them. Not to bring one here.
Oh, jeez.
Mommy?
She looks
is
so crazy.
Is that crazed. A bad man?
It is.
He's little.
He's Tyrion the Imp of House Lannister.
Tyrion is so disgusted.
Yeah. It takes a lot for
face.
Him to get disgusted.
I know, he's like,
I've
what the hell?
Busy man.
You will watch your tongue.
Is she sitting? Is that a tree?
It could
the
be.
The throne is a tree. That looks like a dick, the great Deku tree, doesn't it? Like a lot.
It's very twisted.
Actually, it looks like a little baby Deku tree that they add afterwards.
No one can hurt us.
I've had it with this kid.
I know.
All lies. No one will hurt my baby.
Mommy?
This is a scene.
I want
this scene. So vague,
like,
but it's true.
Crap.
She's like, I shouldn't have come.
Yeah.
This man is my
because what Catelyn realizes is her own sister is absolutely crazy, and Lannister Tyrion is not.
Right.
She wishes that they'd come there like side by side. I think at this point.
Take him down below so he can rest. Introduce him to Maud.
She's like, oh crap. Maud.
Maud.
At least something good came of this.
See, good little dwarf man.
You know, he laughs at his own jokes.
Yeah, I know.
They casted one of the lighting grips. They're like, hey, will you fill in this role?
What's seriously? On the wall? Time to die.
No, I don't know who they casted.
That would have been fun. Oh my god, wow. What a view.
They really shot that there, guys. Okay.
Yep, totally. I want to do yoga there. That would be epic.
It'd be inspirational. Yeah. I gotta finish these reps.
Wow.
I know.
Lord Stark's lucky he still has a head.
Oh, there
Robert
you go.
Days,
shaving
you
scene.
Manscaping. This scene got so much press.
You sure this won't hurt?
Which is not surprising, but...
Because of the shaving?
You know what's so and funny? It's like they don't... Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess I do show them having sex in season two, because I was going to say they... This is like symbolic, but whatever.
My brother thinks that anyone who hasn't been to war isn't a man. Treats me as if I'm a spoiled child.
She's so whiny.
Oh,
like, I'm a man, right? Please?
Loras Tyrell, the Knight of the Flowers. How many wars have you fought?
They're, like,
in?
Fighting about who's the most manly.
How much did your father spend on that armor of yours? Hold still. All I ever did
like, doesn't even have a comeback.
I always squirm at the sight of blood.
He did vomit in that boy's eye. It was not tight in the melee.
His eye was dangling out of the damn socket.
You're not going against the grain, man. You could be shaving so much better than that.
Not everyone is such a gifted swordsman.
Well, it's not all about the shaving. It's about the act itself, I think.
Is it just me, or are you worried for that nipple right there?
I could work at
fighting. Danny is
particularly hairy one.
Oh my god. No.
Don't worry, Daenerys is far away. She's not going to come collecting it just yet.
Foreshadowing.
He just gave up on the rest.
Yeah.
Everywhere. So, how
even the armpits?
This is so random. Like, this is how they spend their time, like, their downtime. Like, what should we do today? Oh, I have an idea.
Tasteless about it.
what inspired the director for this episode to put this in? Seeing as it's not in the books.
Yeah, I know. But I think I really think they were like, well, what can we do that's like sexy but isn't actually them kissing or having sex? And they were
Is this supposed to be sexy? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
I know it's hard for you guys, but
not as much as the Lannisters. But a lot more than you.
Yeah, the Tyrells do have a lot of money.
I was going to say that may factor into what we're talking about.
Tramping through the trees and rain day after day.
So basically right now what we're doing is we're seeing in on the life of celebrities that are powerful and rich hanging out with each other. And these times.
He's the king. Mm-hmm. How did that ever happen? Because he loves his killing. And he used to be good at it. Do you know who should be king? Be serious.
I am.
Uh-oh. Three
My
guesses.
My father could be your bank. I've never fought in a war before, but I'd fight for you.
It's a good plan.
Line. And where's Robert?
No, it's a great plan. Succession.
Okay, Joffrey it's a fantastic monster. Plan.
Is it is Stannis. A wonderful plan.
This is the personality of a lobster.
He's still my older brother.
Lobster of all things.
Look at him.
It's amazing how his perspective changes in just one season. Little spills.
Yeah. Well, the problem is right now Robert is king. There's no reason to do anything. But the minute Robert dies, it's like
look.
I think it's anyone's game, and I think Renly isn't selfish necessarily. He's just like, look.
They love to serve you because you're kind.
I am the best candidate. People, like he's saying now, Loras, people love me. And Stannis is a lobster, and Joffrey is a nightmare.
But you don't gloat over it. You don't love killing.
Exactly. He's a good guy.
Power is the sole province of the worst.
Team
the
Renly.
Thrones are only made for the hated and the feared.
Robert loves killing, but we still call him a good guy.
Do we really?
He's funny, though.
A wonderful king.
Hmm.
I don't know if... Yeah, he's funny, but he's not a good guy, I don't think. And he's like, oh yeah,
it's pretty clear
I'd be
that
a great king.
There is no such thing as good, bad, or anywhere in between people. I mean, it's just
except
this
Ned.
World is so vastly different, and it always changes. Except for Ned, obviously. And Cersei, look at her.
Clearly, she's the epitome of goodness. And I would argue, except Tyrion, because nothing Tyrion has ever done has been bad. Listeners might disagree with me on that one, but I don't think so. No,
he's not serious enough. I'll say this for Ned Stark. He's serious enough.
I mean, really of the adults, because the children obviously are different.
I don't know.
Guys, they're having like a husband-wife moment.
I know, this is wonderful. This was
really one of the
only ones
to invade.
I like that they added this.
The Dothraki horde crosses the narrow sea. We won't be able to stop them.
Dothraki don't sail. Every child knows that. They don't have discipline. They don't have armor. They don't have siege weapons.
Not like the Unsullied.
It's a little trick you do. You move your lips and your father's voice comes out.
It's foreshadowing.
Is my father wrong?
I just still see it so naive of these people just to assume that the water is going to keep them out.
40,000 Dothraki screamers at his back. We hole up in our castles. Wise move.
Well, I think that's what is so great about Robert is that he's not naive. He's one of the only ones who's actually like, look, guys, things change.
They go from town to town, looting and burning, killing every man who can't hide behind a stone wall, stealing all our crops and livestock, enslaving all our women and children. How long do the people of the Seven Kingdoms stand behind their absentee king? Their cowardly king hiding behind high walls. When
I feel
did the
so
people
bad for
decide
Robert.
That Viserys
like, I really
Targaryen
do feel so bad for him.
Yeah, Cersei's pretending to be interested.
We still outnumber them.
No, she's thinking hard, you know?
Which is the bigger number?
Sort of thinking
five
base.
Or one?
Five.
But she doesn't take him seriously.
One.
I mean, nobody takes him seriously.
One
Isn't
army,
that so
a
hard?
A real
you know,
army, united behind one leader with one purpose. Our purpose died with the Mad King. Now we've got as many armies
so much
as there are men with
vastly
gold in their purse.
Vast backstory chronicling things done right here.
and to own the world. Ned
and it's
Stark
so true. I mean, that's why the story has to happen
the
at the point
what
when
do
it
you
does,
want?
Because he, Robert is right. There was a story back when they defeated the Mad King, then Robert became king. It was peace times. Nothing happened. Robert lost his purpose completely, and now
Man
he's at, like,
a
standstill.
Fight in 9 years.
But yeah, Zach, it's interesting that they're just basically splitting
That's
up all
the
exposition and turning
now.
It into two-man scenes, you know, or two action scenes.
And
right, and we're still not seeing very much of a fall down. Last week,
Sometimes
when we had Tyrion
together.
First getting captured, I assumed that there'd be more action in this episode, obviously outside of the shit on the King's Road, but...
Oh, I like this. It's kind of nice.
It all slows down.
A little smile.
Yeah. So you know what? Game of Thrones is still, all the way through,
years later,
two people exchanging jabs together. 70% of the episode. Every episode.
That's true. Yeah.
Every day.
Aww. This is so great.
How long can
They're
hate
acknowledging.
Hold a thing together?
Well, 17 years is quite a long time.
Yes,
they like
is.
Level with each other here in such a great way.
Yes, it is.
They're like, let's get drunk and pretend that we don't hate each other tonight.
Like, just acknowledge that we hate each other, you know?
You've never asked about her, not once. Why not?
At first, just saying her name, even in private, I felt like I was breathing life back into her.
And this is so great, and that doesn't happen in real life. Like, you never
her, just
level with someone in that
you.
Way.
When I realized that wasn't going to happen.
We don't?
No. Like, you don't do that. You just have, a frank conversation like that where you're like, you know, this is what's going on. This is what's,
And eventually it became
so great.
Well, you get deep insight to think here for the first time that there might have been a moment where she was actually cool with the idea of marrying Robert. And Lyanna just kind of destroyed that whole perception that she had of him.
That we haven't done to each other.
Makes also sense why she doesn't like Ned.
She sounds really sincere here.
I know the horrible
truth. She is blowing my mind.
I can't even remember what she looked like.
Oh, wow.
I only know she
That's
was
a deep line. Yeah.
One thing I ever wanted. Someone took her away from me. And seven kingdoms couldn't fill the hole she left behind.
I felt something for you once.
I know.
Even after we lost our first boy.
Yeah, we lost.
Yeah, the one you killed.
Just keep telling yourself that.
Was it ever
Great scene,
possible
I kind of miss
Was
scenes like this from the new season,
moment?
Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, Robert.
No.
Single tear.
Does that make you feel
yeah,
better?
Everything
there you go.
She needs. Yep.
Doesn't make me feel anything.
Wow. See, we want to see them just sit around talking because their lives are interesting enough, you know?
It is, yeah. But they're also setting
like
up
him.
The end,
Don't
aren't
she,
they,
my
in
Lord?
A way?
I think
she has
so.
His nose.
Between the two of
his
them.
His black hair.
Oh, no, this is so sad.
Tell him when you see him, my Lord.
All these women look
if
like Sansa,
you,
damn.
Tell him
what?
How beautiful
the one
she
in,
is.
Like, the last episode, the girl in the bath with Viserys.
I've
and
been
then
with no
this
one
girl
else.
From the side, too. Because they all have Sansa's hairstyle.
Yeah, but except for that, they look nothing like Sansa.
Yeah, except for that.
I don't know. I keep getting
race.
Distracted.
They're actually running low on budget, so she stood in.
Yeah, she actually laid in the bed for Bran.
Yeah.
The child was happy, healthy.
Looks healthy enough to me. Girl, she'll want for nothing.
Someone is building something in the background if you listen closely.
Brothels make a much better investment than ships, I've found. Whores.
He's just like hanging out with his whores.
So, did he plan to have them look a little bit friendlier than usual because he knew Ned was visiting?
Well,
probably.
He's more than you.
Yeah, he doesn't strike me as the kind of person to just hang out with his workers.
If you fuck enough women, some of them will give you presents.
But he does hang out with Ross.
And John Arryn tracked them all down. Why?
He was the king's hand. Perhaps Robert wanted them looked after. He was overcome with fatherly love.
They all know that's not true.
Come.
He's like, come on.
Jory.
My lord.
He should have stayed in the whorehouse.
And the scene to end all scenes. Not true. It's just a scene.
This is terrible. No, don't do it, Jamie.
You think Baelish dipped them all?
Such a small pack of wool.
I don't know.
It's a hell of a sword.
Stay back, sir. This is the hand of the king.
Was the hand of the king. I'm not sure what he is. Lord of somewhere very far away.
What's the meaning of this, Lannister?
Get back inside, where it's safe.
Mm, I'm looking for my brother. Maybe not.
You remember my brother, don't you, Lord Stark? Blonde hair, sharp tongue, short man.
Hand-me-down robe.
I remember him well.
He had some trouble on the road. You wouldn't know what happened.
Fix your helmet, it's off kilter, please.
He was taken at my command.
Yeah.
To answer for
this
his
is
crime.
Pretty terrible, though. Like, I'll stand up for Jamie any day, except for this day, because
I bring the
like,
city watch.
It's not Ned's fault. Surely he knows this.
Come, Stark.
I mean, you could see it in Jamie's Rather eyes on that close up. He was like, "Damn it,
threaten my lord
Ned.
Again."
As in, I'm going to open your lord from balls to brains and see what Starks are made of.
It's like you can't commentate during this. You just said balls to brains.
You're right. Take him alive. Kill his men.
Oh, spear.
Oh.
No, not Jory.
That's the spirit.
See, this would not have happened if Catelyn hadn't killed or taken Tyrion. Oh my god.
I don't remember that kill. That's a really intense kill.
I didn't remember.
Take
that
your
either.
Knife back, dude. It's worth like 20 gold pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the swagger is priceless.
Get it, Ned.
The chicks are just watching, like, when who's gonna win?
Oh, you think that's what they're thinking?
That's exactly what they're thinking.
You're very insightful.
I wonder who's gonna win.
I bet it's free sex for whoever wins.
Only if you're new.
Yeah.
Alright. It's just a little bit intense.
No! Such a cheat. Jamie thought that was cheating too. You could see he was disappointed.
Yeah, he gets a little disappointed if you could say that. About right here. If I remember correctly.
Damn it!
And a little disappointed.
See?
No. Yeah, see? Yeah. No, that's not helpful.
That's a little bit.
He's bending the knee.
My brother, Lord Stark, I want him back.
That's not a set at all.
Nope. See, Jamie just likes his brother, wants him back. No, I can't. This is terrible.
And the saint like.
Did you think?
Jimmy. Saint
he was
Jimmy.
Dead?
Just. Walked out.
He just toppled over.
I was just wondering, who normally cleans up that mess? Is there like a Mr. Filch for King's Landing?
Yeah, I didn't think he was dead.
I didn't think he was dead because I was like, well, he's the main character. Surely he's not going to die.
Exactly.
He's keeping off of it.
It's just something you don't even allow to go into your mind, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, okay, he's dead. That's great. Move on. But that doesn't happen when it's the main character. That's something you just don't think of.
Obviously.
Well, I mean, I just thought it was a legitimate question going back to earlier if Baelish set him up because Baelish takes him out to the brothel and then all of a sudden, once he leaves, Jamie shows up there.
Right.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, Jamie, someone could have seen him leaving, you know. Not necessarily Baelish, unless Baelish had a motive. But then would...
Baelish always has a motive.
Yeah,
it's true, but depending on what it is. Well, that was a good episode.
Baelish, the man of many motives. So I think the owner of the episode, absolutely, obviously, for me, is going to have to go to Mr. Tyrion, who took the shield, picked up his father's shield. No, he picked up a shield and immediately owned Catelyn's face with the fact that he's not the creep that made the bad things happen. He actually just protected his captor. So yeah. It's pretty obvious that he's decent.
Definitely.
Ion goes to the dragon skull for being awesome centuries after it died.
Well, that is quite a feat.
A little paleontology over here.
There you go.
My own goes to the mountain for just owning the horse's head.
Oh, no.
I thought you were going to say for holding the veil up into the air.
He probably can do that as well. He's That's very awesome. Broad shoulders.
Yeah, so Maya Stone wasn't in this episode, which some readers of the book might be a little disappointed, and some listeners of the show might also as well. I mean, it's not like she was going to magically insert herself during the commentary track, but that's just how
it
goes.
I was kind of hoping that would happen.
Yeah, we're just going to write our own little story. We're going to shoot ourselves.
Yeah, I think we need to just, you know, have the episode, put it into like some editing thing, and insert this little stick Mia figure to run around in the background.
Hmm. Well, we spared ourselves the walk all the way to the top of the veil.
Yeah. During which Maya Stone was a prominent character.
It's the center of the week. I think that's an interesting way to think of Wednesday, because we're in the middle of a Monday episode and we're in the middle of a Friday episode. And if I told you I knew exactly what was going to be on this Friday's episode, that would be a complete lie. So I'm not going to say that. I'm only going to infer that we know exactly what's going to be on that episode.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Maybe. But you know what, Zach? We're already halfway through season 3. Because if we're halfway through our
more
commentary.
More than halfway through season 3.
So what does this mean?
I don't know. It just means that there's going to be a lot of cool stuff to talk about on Friday.
Yes, it does. It's all downhill from here.
For Tyrion, perhaps.
Well, you mentioned it being downhill, and that reminds me of driving in a vehicle, or actually on a bicycle, when I get to the top of a hill and I'm just riding down and coasting. That's the feeling I get of elation when I tweet us on Twitter.
Oh, my.
Eric likes tweeting the show. He does.
I do tweet the show often. Sometimes I log in and then retweet what I've tweeted to the show. But anyway, if you wanted to tweet us, and usually we tweet about owns, we ask for owns, we ask for opinions on each and every episode that airs, as well as the commentary tracks that we do. You can tweet us at Game of Owns, at Game of Owns on Twitter.
It's true.
It is true.
If you don't own a Twitter account, if you haven't purchased one yet from twitter.com, then you can head over to your email client, which I'm sure that you've purchased, and you can email us at contact@gameofowns.com. That's a place where we read emails that you've sent us with your own words. So thank you. Please do that if you feel so inclined.
I'll have to tell my parents. I'm pretty sure one of the two of them still pays for AOL. The real crime, though, is not their ignorance, but it's the fact that AOL still charges people.
Yeah, you know, they put enough discs out in the mail, enough free discs, like those mailer discs, to go into the next millennia. So technically, they should have no profit margin whatsoever.
Somehow they still do. I don't know.
Still do. It's a mystery.
And if you happen to like what you heard on this episode, you can feel free to head on over to iTunes and download more of us. And while you're there, rate and review us. Just hop on into that. I don't even know what it is. Is it just like a little box that you type into?
Yeah, you just go to the search portion in the iTunes store, you search Game of Owns, and voila, it's there, right for you.
Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason as it relates to our podcast, when you go into do the process of rating and reviewing us, it only allows you to select 5 stars. If you try and select less than that, you get a big error message and iTunes starts to malfunction and then your computer shuts down. I don't know what causes that, but it happens. Hmm. So just don't even save yourself the trouble.
Yeah, don't even risk it.
It's, yeah, you wouldn't want to wake the dragon.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't do it.
The iTunes dragon. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just trust us ahead of time, okay? We're here for you.
We are. We are. So, you know, we always enjoy your feedback, and it helps other people who may be interested in Game of Thrones find something that interests them. So, 5 stars. Make it happen.
You can also visit hypable.com, which is hypable.com. I feel like that should be like a chant, you know.
A
give
song.
Me an H. Yeah.
H.
Come
give
on,
me a
everybody.
Y.
Go
y.
to hypable.
We're doing the song.
Exactly. So do go there, because it's full of fun entertainment stuff. And other than just Game of Thrones, and we have a huge variety of podcasts as well. It'll be enough to carry you through on your run. There you go. Keeping it within the energetic feel.
We have comments that appear on websites such as Hypable and such as winnerscoming.net. And those comments are things that we read from you guys. So keep those coming, and we'll keep putting them into and or taking them out of the show. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We enjoy doing those mailbag episodes just as much as I'm sure you enjoy getting your message read or hearing others' messages read.
Getting your mailbag.
Yeah, get your mailbag with Game of Thrones.
I'm Eric Skull.
I'm Selena Wilkin.
I'm Mike Tanneman.
I'm Zach Louie.
And we are Goo!
See you Friday.
Eat your muffins.